You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on October 18th, 2024. Welcome to episode 40 in the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. All SFU news are based on Twitter. On October 15th, SFU provided information on voting stations in their campuses for the 2024 BC provincial election, and SFU Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences promoted Herb 499 and 692 courses, where its students are applying academic knowledge skills to deal with the cultural, social, and structural needs under New West City staff's supervision, written by Cameron Chin, which was retweeted by SFU on October 16th. When SFU Research promoted the research support sessions for new SFU faculty members and those new in research. Also on October 16th, Sharon Ma wrote an article on the SFU News where Faculty of Health Sciences researchers found folic acid may reduce the impact of lead exposure during pregnancy and autistic behaviors in children. Retweeted by SFU the same day on October 16th. One day later on October 17th, SFU participated in the Shakeout BC Earthquake Drill. Today, SFU tweeted an article of power outage in case it happens in the university, as BC is preparing for a major storm this weekend and the university urges everyone to take precautions from possible flooding, power outage, and fallen trees.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First music today is Chalk's Conditions with The Gate. The following content may have some explicit language. The listener discretion is advised.
Yeah.
That was the gate from Chalk's Conditions 2. Next up is Caravan Palace's Gangbusters Melody Club. Here is Portobello. Like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. There were five events on October 12th. Both Red Leafs cross-country teams competed in the 2024 Lewis crossover. At Lewis University in Romeoville, Illinois, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. The top SFU male runner was Braden All in the 8,000. As he clocked in at 25:14.02 for 95 points, while no one else finished within top 100 in a field of 339, as the Red Leafs men finished 23rd with 651 points among 36 schools. As Colorado School of Mines won the team crown with 62 points, with Augustinus Ryan Hartman winning the individual crown as he charged in at 23:38.48. Points for teams didn't always match the absolute standings, as only top five runners counted for each school towards the team standings, while some people ran as unattached and some schools didn't field five runners. Meanwhile, the top SFU female runner was Rachel Watkins in the 6,000, as she timed in at 21:47.41 for 24th, 22 points, while no one else finished within 100 in a field of 334, as the Red Leafs women finished 14th with 415 points among 36 schools, as Colorado School of Mines won the team crown with 69 points, with this Jenna Ramsey Rutledge winning the individual crown as she dashed in at 20:38.46 in the Lewis 2024 crossover at Lewis University in Romeoville, Illinois, where SFU men's finished 23rd with 651 points. while women's finished 14th with 415 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's soccer hosted the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Red Leaf Maddox Colligan was replaced after just facing one Nighthawk shot by Chris Nicholson at 54-40. SFU opened the scoring at 68-14 as Michael Hennessy tallied a second goal, followed by Daniel Hobson's first goal at 87-47, both on Northwest Nazarene's Dylan Roslowski, who surrendered 2 goals and 5 shots, while Chris Nicholson made 4 saves in 35-20 of relief of Maddox Colligan, as the Red Leafs goaltending duo kept the Nighthawks off the score sheet and blanked the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 2-0 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where 5 yellow cards were issued, 3 for SFU. Later on, the Red Leafs women's soccer played to a scoreless draw against the Central Washington Wildcats at Tomlinson Stadium in Ellensburg, Washington, where the lone yellow card was issued to the hosts. SFU's backstop, Sarah Tomlinson, stopped 3 shots, but her teammates couldn't solve Central Washington's Danica Galbraith, who faced 16 Red Leaf shots and was the first star in earning the Wildcats 1 conference point. Meanwhile, both SFU swimming teams competed in a duel against the University of Puget Sound Loggers at University Place Aquatic Club in Tacoma, Washington, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds, where relay winners earned 11 points, individual race winners earned 9, and runner-ups gained 4 points. Here are the Red Leafs winners. The quartet of Keisha Picotti, Delray Vetter, Rachel Tong, and Nicole Petrosic won the women's 200 medley relay at 148.66, Tori McClinchick in the 1000 women's freestyle at 954.08 for 9 points, Thomas Caruso in the men's 1000 freestyle at 929.83, Delray Vetter in the women's 200 freestyle at 154.98, Luka Tomic in the men's 200 freestyle at 141.15, Abby Williams in the women's 100 backstroke at 56.31, Marcus Mack in the men's 100 backstroke at 50.05, Robin Reed in the women's 100 breaststroke at 107.32, Hayden Vischer in the men's 100 breaststroke at 56.4, Rachel Tong in the women's 200 butterfly at 210.73, Thomas Caruso in the men's 200 butterfly at 152.6, Melissa Edelman in the women's 50 freestyle at 25.01, Marcus Mack in the men's 50 freestyle at 21.05, Abby Whitmore in the women's 100 freestyle at 50.84, Peter Morch in the men's 100 freestyle at 47.66, Abby Andrews in the women's 200 backstroke at 207.07, Lucas Buck in the men's 200 backstroke at 153.4, Delray Vetter in the women's 200 breaststroke at 226.98, Hayden Vischer in the men's 200 breaststroke at 201.13, Tori McClinchick in the women's 500 breaststroke at 453.67, Thomas Caruso in the men's 500 freestyle at 436.09, Abby Williams in the 100 women's butterfly at 57.05, Dylan Cormandy in the men's 100 butterfly at 51.87, Tori McClinchick in the women's 200 individual medley at 208.78, Lucas Buck in the men's 200 individual relay at 158.37, the quartet of Abby Williams, Alyssa Whitmore, Melissa Edelman, and Tori McClinchick in the women's 200 freestyle relay at 136.55, and the quartet of Robert Van Lubin, Luka Tomic, Thomas Caruso, and Jordan Raum in the men's 200 freestyle relay at 125.62. SFU dominated the host University of Puget Sound as the Red Leafs women destroyed the Loggers women 217-45, Waldo Redley's men dwarfed Logger's men 195-67 at University Place Aquatic Club in Tacoma, Washington. SFU Volleyball provided a nightcap on October 12th as they hosted Seattle Pacific at SFU's West Gym, where the Red Leafs tripled up the visitors, Falcons, 3-1. Multiple events took place on October 15th. Former SFU athlete Debbie Brill, who is also a member of the SFU Sports Hall of Fame, was honored by Canada's Sport Hall of Fame. Or it could be Canada's Sports Hall of Fame. Brill set multiple records in high jump as the first North American woman to clear 6 feet or 183 centimeters at 16 with gold medals in 1970 Commonwealth and 1971 Pan American Games, followed by competing in the 1972 and 1976 Olympics while perfecting her own technique as Brill Bend. Debbie Brill is an 11-time world champion as she set the indoor women's jump record at 1.99 meters back in 1982, followed by becoming an officer in Order of Canada in 1983. Brill continued high jump into her 50s as she set the high jump record over 50 at 1.6 meters in 2004. Back to October 15th, 2024, SFU men's swimming was ranked 4th with 8 points in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference 2024 Men's Swimming and Diving Coaches Poll, where Colorado Mesa ranked 1st with 25 points. There was one game on October 15th where SFU men's basketball hosted Douglas College. The Red Leafs destroyed the Royals 114-47 in an exhibition game. Two events occurred on October 16th. SFU women's swimming was ranked 2nd with 54 points in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference 2024 Women's Swimming and Diving Coaches Poll, where Colorado Mesa ranked 1st with 63 points. Also on October 16th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized 97 all-academic athletes in women's soccer, where 5 SFU student athletes made a cut. Isabella Mussolini achieved a 3.22 GPA on a 4-point scale as a psychology major. Sarah Lowen attained a 3.44 GPA as a psychology criminology major. Katie Richardson earned a 3.42 GPA as an education major. Kara Scott achieved a 3.24 GPA as a kinesiology major. And Abby Simpson attained a 3.48 GPA as a business administration major. Three games were on tap for October 17th. Men's soccer hosted the Seattle Pacific Falcons in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The Red Leafs opened the scoring at 14-10 as Michael Hennessy tallied his third goal of the season on Pierluca Carnovale. However, the Falcons tied the game at 29-28 as Raimundo Mendez scored on a penalty shot, followed by his second of the night at 61-52, his seventh of the season, both on Jordan Thorson, who surrendered 2 goals on 8 shots as the visitors Seattle Pacific Falcons edged the SFU Red Leafs 2-1, where Seattle's Pierluca Carnovale stopped 5 of 6 shots in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where the lone yellow card was issued to the Red Leafs. Meanwhile, SFU Women's Soccer visited the Seattle Pacific Falcons at Interbay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. The Falcons opened the scoring at 11:08 as Maya Parman scored her third of the year, but the Red Leafs tied the game at 34:01 as Reagan McKenzie tallied her third of the season and jumped to a 2-1 lead at 44:07 as Emily Smith scored her first. But SFU's lead lasted just 46 seconds as SFU's Nora Patterson scored her third of the year as the first half ended up tied at 2 apiece. Patterson scored her second of the night at 78:29, which gave the Falcons a 3-2 lead over the Red Leafs, and that was the final score as SPU edged SFU 3-2. As Mercedes Cullen made 5 saves on 7 shots for the Falcons, while Sarah Lowen surrendered 3 goals on 7 shots for the Red Leafs at Interbay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. SFU Women's Volleyball provided a nightcap for October 17th as they played Central Washington at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, where the Red Leafs swept the host Wildcats in three straight sets. Today was the day that SFU News Jeff Hodson wrote about Debbie Brill, inducted into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame, 3 days after the organization tweeted the news. Two events are on tap today. SFU swimming teams are in a duel against UNLV in Las Vegas, Nevada, followed by men's basketball against Trinity Western, where the tip-off is at 7:30 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon is first at 15 points, 5-0 conference, 9-1-1 overall. Seattle Pacific, 2-1-1, 7 points, 5-3-2 overall for second. Montana State Billings also has 3 points at 2-1-1 conference, but are 3-3-4 overall for third. Northwest Nazarene, 7 points conference, 2-1-1, but are 3-5-2 overall. Western Washington, 4 points at 1-2-1 conference, 3-4-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 3 points, 1-3 conference, but are 2-6-2 overall. And St. Martin's is last at 0-5 conference with a 0-11 overall record.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington is first at 5-0-2, 17 points conference, 6-2-4 overall. Seattle Pacific, second, 4-0-3 conference, 15 points, 6-1-4 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 13 points, 4-2-1 conference, 8-2-1 overall. Western Oregon, 12 points, 3-1-3 conference, 3-3-6 overall. Then there's a huge drop-off in the point parade. Northwest Nazarene, 6 points, 2-5 conference, 2-9 overall. Montana State Billings, 5 points, 1-4-2 conference, 4-5-2 overall. St. Martin's also has 5 points with a 1-4-2 conference record, but are 1-2-3-4-5-6-7th as they're 1-9-2 overall. And Central Washington is last at 0-4-3, 3 points, 1-5-4 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Yeah. Here are the women's volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Simon Fraser is first at 7-1 conference, 11-4 overall. Central Washington is second, 7-1 conference, 9-5 overall. Western Washington, third, 6-2 conference, 7-7 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, fourth, 5-4 conference, but are 13-6 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 5th, 4-5 conference, but are 10-9 overall. Western Oregon, 6th, 3-5 conference, but are 11-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3-5 conference, 6-10 overall. St. Martin's, 8th, 3-5 conference, 5-11 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 3-5 conference, but are 3-13 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 0-8. Conference, but are 7-11 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 40 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Jonas Cambion's Maka Konu. The tune is Good Frenemy.